Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and BaltimorePositive.com. We are, these are the good days. This is where it's fun to still be surviving as a little AM radio station all these years later, and to be booted out of Radio Row after 28 years, and to be coming up with fun new charitable ways to involve the community, to give back. Just better than having Terry Bradshaw on the program anyway. And heck, this week I got Joe Flacco, Brian Billick, Marvin Lewis, Peter King, Brandon Stokely, Dan Pompey, who was hanging with Roquan Smith and wrote about him for The Athletic last week. I'm doing okay. Things are okay here. But what a week. It's the AFC Championship game. I've put together this incredible charity event with sponsors, friends, local businesses, people like my friend Bill Cole from Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy, who is joining us here as part of what we do, which is get together. And you and I have talked politics. We've talked business. We've talked pandemics. We've talked education. We've talked crime. We've talked crime. We've talked safety. We've talked safety. We've talked leadership, like, for years. We stop everything on a week like this, and we talk football because, like,
I'm just glad. I'm just glad you can talk to Flacco and that he's not playing, right? Like, that's one good part. Like,
man, dude, I have a whole list of questions for him. I don't do this for Brian or Marvin or the rest. And Marvin's got a job with the Raiders now, working with Antonio Pierce. So, like, I have Brandon's doing radio out in Denver, next door neighbor to Peyton Manning. They're best pals. They're BFFs. Is that right?
I think that's right. I don't know, but those would be cool cookouts to go to, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, so I'll just say this. Where are you in all of this? I mean, we're in a different place in our lives, right? Because I'm doing these 25 stories of glory because of people like you. And I think you've been a sponsor 15 years, maybe a little longer, but I would give you 15. Maybe it's been a little more less. You came into my life as an intern for Bob Haney in the building where I do radio, in Towson.
That was a long time ago.
A long time ago, 25 years ago. You famously talk of Whiskey Joe's, and we're counting down these 25 stories of glory for our 25th anniversary. And we'll be getting to that later on. By the way, the Whiskey Joe's anniversary is Sunday. It's a day of the game. It's crazy, right? So on February 5th, I'm doing this thing because Chad Steele, Google it. I'll be writing more about that, about why we're not in Las Vegas. Luke, if we win, is going to Las Vegas. He's going to cover because they let him. They don't like – I don't know if it's my skin, my hair. I don't know why they don't
win,
let me go.
Is that if? Like, you're – it's a
– Well, it is Patrick Mahomes, right?
It is right?
Yeah.
I know. I kind of feel like I wish it was the Bills, but – mostly because I have friends that are Bills fans, and I don't know. I mean, we played rough the first half, but then we got our stuff together because 3 weeks ago, nobody wanted to play us. And I was kind of worried that we were going to play the team that nobody wanted to play, you know, some hot wild card team, you know what I mean? But we are the hot team. I don't know. We decided like 2 months ago that we were not going to go to the Super Bowl, even if the Ravens went to the Super Bowl, and now I'm sort of regretting that decision.
Oh, really? Oh,
so well, I don't think it was. I don't think I believed it 2 months ago, but now I don't know, man. Like, I think Lamar is a determined soul, and there are enough other determined souls on the football team that they might be able to handle whatever kind of stuff comes their way. Because, you know, goofy stuff does happen. Like, Buffalo should have lost. Then Kansas City fumbles and Buffalo's back alive again. You know, just silly things happen in football games. So, I don't know. It was pretty exciting. It was good to do what they needed to do, right? Like, you're not that excited that they won because you kind of expected that they should win. But if they'd have lost, it would have been, like, catastrophic. So, not a lot of upside for them in that game. This one's more like you got to win this one, and this one will be exciting.
Well, that's the thing Luke said, and he and I have been at it for a couple of hours, and I'm going to talk to all these people this week that were involved in the games and this time of year, and even disappointments. Like, Dwan Edwards and I are friends on Facebook, and he was on the 06 team, and I mean, I saw Peyton Manning on the field, and I'm like, voodoo doll, what the hell is he? Don't let Peyton Manning on it. Don't touch him. You know what he did to us here? Stop that.
Right.
And then I think, well, do you know what we did to him there?
Right.
But you know, I guess through all of this, there are years where Peyton wins and Peyton loses, right? And Tom Brady won a lot more than Peyton or his brother, but his brother beat Brady and he couldn't, you know, like Roethlisberger won once, right? Like Aaron Rodgers won once, Joe Flacco won once, and we don't talk about him in the same terms. And I'm going to talk to him about that this week and his legacy and where he is. And I think he still wants to play. I mean, I saw him talk last week on, you know, on lesser podcasts, and I thought I'm going to text Joe and have him on the show. Joe texted me, "Yeah, what time you want me?" So that's who Joe is, you know.
Sure.
So for me, with this week and riding it through, and how special it is. And thinking back to my childhood and, you know, your father and your family and your grandfather and the kind of family you had at Cole Roofing and football people, and you have pictures of your father in the 70s back with the Colts and whatnot. I have the same thing. And I think about those games. I was at the Donald Croner game. I was at the Ghost of the Post game. I was at the Fog Bowl game. I was not at the Patriots snow game when they clinched in 75. And then there were no other Colt games to go to. That was it. And then the Ravens came. Dude, we've only played 8 playoff games at home in 28 years. Like all those trips that Indianapolis you took with us out there and Foxborough and Pittsburgh and Denver and Oakland and Tennessee, one of our top 25 stories of glory this week as well. We all went down to Nashville in 09. It was crazy. Having it at home and having them getting healthier. I don't know where they are with Humphrey or Mark Andrews, and we're going to figure that out this week, but they're pretty healthy against where the Chiefs got banged up the other night in Buffalo as well.
Sure.
And I'm thinking the leadership, the coaching, they're all dancing. Great. This is getting busted up whether they win or lose. Right. So you better win. And you know, you see what happened with the Bengals. You see what happens to the Chiefs. I mean, one of the things about the Chiefs coming in here, they're a little diminished because they won, and you get picked apart when you win, and you get picked apart when you're the best team and you don't win. And their coaches, this is not going to be put together the same way. And certainly not with the salary cap. It does feel like they had the JV last week, no offense, at, you know, halftime, they should have been behind 13-10 if the Texans kicker makes the kick, right? But it feels like they had the JV. This whole thing where they got to avoid Burrow, that the Chargers don't have a coach or a quarterback that's upright. The kid in Jacksonville's not ready for prime time yet. You know, a lot of things conspired to make this path easier. I mean, including having kicked the Lions and the 49ers' asses. And there'd be no question that if you go out to Las Vegas next week, you're thinking they're winning the Super Bowl, that this week is the Super Bowl, that this Mahomes thing is a real – it's in Lamar's head, the organization.
I don't know if it's in – I don't know if it's in Lamar's head.
He hasn't won it. This is the hurdle.
I get it, but I don't feel like Lamar – I don't know if – he needed to get the contract to like become an adult in the locker room. Like there's some, you know, you'll watch a lot of the interviews and other people talking about how Lamar wasn't really vocal and was kind of like, you know, the kid on the team. And now he's really come into this role of like, all right, I am getting paid to win. Like I'm in charge here. Let's go. You know, again, he just seems like definitely a different guy. Like, say what you want about Lamar's questionable decisions over the last year. When after the game, I forget what her name is, interviewed him, she said, what do you think about playing in the AFC Championship game next week? And his answer was, I'm just happy to be there. And like, that's totally true, right? That's like humble, like hungry. I think he's in the right headspace. He hasn't had much adversity, you know, like.
Well, adversity was halftime. And I talked to Luke about that, Bill. By the way, Bill Cole's here from Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. Learn more at Baltimore Positive. But like halftime, I'm sitting here. And again, I've been in that press box my whole life, 30 years. I know that walk from the press box down where the crab cakes are and they put the salad and the halftime hot dogs out. And I know that hush. And I've been doing this my whole life. And Luke talked about like, Like, I know what it looks like when Pat Moriarty and Eric DaCosta and Joe Ortiz and George Koukinis, I was with them every Sunday of my life. Every Sunday that they had a halftime buffet, I'm peeing in the same bathroom, getting coffee from the same coffee maker, like getting ice cream from the same ice cream, whatever, weird, same tables, watching halftime, watching out of town scores, elbow, seeing the ashen look on their face when they're down two touchdowns and Kyle Bowler's the, you know, the quarterback. Right. Like, I've seen all of it. And man, 10-10 on Saturday, Luke's like, it was something, right? You know, Luke texts me at halftime. I'm like, oh boy, you know, like,
yeah,
but the
I
the
don't know.
coverage on TV for me is how I
Right.
consumed it.
Right.
And it's five people on the field, Buck, analyst, and Aikman, and then they go to the studio and like every Scott Van Pelt, like Ryan, what, you know, like everybody's like, here we go again.
Right.
Meanwhile, Lamar's in the locker room saying F this and that, MVP,
Right.
Super Bowl,
Right.
you know, what do we, you know, like all that. And they come out and it's like a Hoosiers or something, right?
And I think 0-0 at the half is different adversity than, you know, you let Pat Mahomes come out and get up two touchdowns on you. I think that's different, right? Now, I am very confident in our defense. Like, almost the, what's the name of that guy? Which corner is that? I never heard of him. Like, that's just who we are. And believe it or not, they're like good. I mean, they're good, good. And I mean, I don't know enough, you know, I'm not in the locker room. I don't know if it's the coaching, the schemes, the adjustments, the players, you know, how many of those guys are playing well above their perceived level at this point, you know, like Roquan just makes them that much better, or the combination of Roquan and Queen and, you know, Clowney and Vannoy. I mean, you got to give them some credit, right? Like, those are key pickups.
Well, Matabike and Hamilton are
awesome,
just,
and
yeah,
draft
I mean,
picks.
You would be talking about them if you weren't talking about Roquan. And then they have a $20 million corner that they can't get on the field. And no offense, they don't miss him, to your point.
Right, right. It's just, and I think that probably, you know, Lamar made comment about that too, is like, hey, sometimes the defense, sometimes it's the offense, you know, somebody is jumping in the other one's butt to get going. So it's really fun, you know. I would be lying if I wasn't nervous with Mahomes and the Chiefs, right? Like, of course. But that's so much better than being in the, if you don't beat the Texans, everybody's going to be like catastrophically disappointed, because what are the, you said the JV. So at least this is a real football game. And yes, you look across the other side of the bracket and you're like, already beat both of them pretty handily. Not really afraid at all. Not even that you got to play them again and that they'll be smarter or better. Yeah, I don't think so. I think this is the week. So it'll be fun. Yeah, it's interesting.
I mean, to me, it's almost like poetic that it's going to be Mahomes. If he's going to win, it's going to go through Mahomes, and Mahomes is going to have to come here because they've right. earned it. Like, just all of it. I mean, I keep writing Purple Rain 3 in my mind. I'm not writing Purple Rain 3, Bill. Trust me, I'm not.
I don't know.
Let Eric
that,
DaCosta write it with somebody else this time around. But I'll be writing a letter to Eric DaCosta if they win this week. But, you know, for me, the Purple Rain 3 part of this is just Harbaugh keeping his job where Lamar came in, them turning to Lamar, the fact that it worked in a way that opened the mind of what else could we do with him if we surrounded him with this, that, and the other thing and got a defense. And they've had the kicker, right? And they got the coaching. And they've
football.
Drafted well.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep talking about Matabike, Hamilton. I mean, just the deal for Roquan Smith in the middle of the season.
Sure.
And to give him what Luke considered to be, wow, that's a lot of money for a middle yeah. linebacker. That's a lot of money. And to give Lamar Jackson a lot of money, and they all have a lot of money. Mark Andrews has a lot of money. Ronnie Stanley has a lot of money. You know what they don't have? Winning this football game. That they don't have that thing where they get to walk around in their neighborhood in February, March, April, and then for the rest of their lives shine in a ring. the way John Ogden gets to do that, and the way, you know, I've had, let's see, I have Kim Herring on this week. Brandon Stokely's got one right. That says Colts on it, right? So, and I always give him a hard time. He was on the other side of the Mile High Miracle. We forget that. He was on the losing side of the Broncos in that game. And I brought it up with him once, and he got that mortified look when you bring up something that didn't go well. And I forgot he was involved. You know, I actually said to him, like, where were you that day? He's like, Nestor caught six field, passes. Nestor. I caught six passes. Really cold.
So, you know, is it even conceivable that we are like the number one seed, but it feels like we're an underdog and no one really thinks we're going to win the Super Bowl, right?
Well,
like,
enough people have shat upon Lamar, right? Yeah, to think that he can't, that this style can't win, that every Bill Polian, you know, I don't know that Brian Billick really believed you could win a Super Bowl with a mobile quarterback because he would get crushed. To everybody's point, he was hurt the last 2 years, you know, so there is, you know, there is some merit to that you have to keep him upright. But the same would be said about Peyton Manning after he had his neck fused. They had to keep him upright, right? And the same thing would be said for Joe Flacco, who got a guy dive into him, do a whirly bird, and didn't even get a flag last week. So different quarterbacks even get different treatment. But there is a point where Lamar, for all of his pocket ability to sense where you know, his vision to see that he's got to step on everybody. There's no defensive lineman that's going to be able to chase him. And at any point, he can get rid of the ball. And if they hit him, they're getting at least 15 yards. And nobody gets a clean kill shot on him. And he's just gotten very good at navigating that. Now, that being said, they tried all that ish against the Texans, and the Texans ate their lineup, right? Like, the Texans ate their lunch with the blitz. And then they went to short pass, dink, dunk, run. And the Texans never recovered. So they played three different games on Saturday. They didn't have three different games 5 years ago. They didn't have that at all.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. They have shown, again, you know, not in the locker room, don't really know, but from the fans' perspective, like, our ability to adjust at halftime to whatever's required, like, maybe that's the secret sauce, is the endless flexibility that the team has defensive and offensively to just totally change on the dime, you know, in halftime.
Well, that's how Belichick won games, right?
Yeah. Period. Like, they're killing us with the tight end. We'll just drop a little bit deeper, Roquan and Queen, you know, just get a little deeper on that. Oh, that's gone. You know, that was 49er game. Like, George Kittle's killing us. And then all of a sudden can't get a catch in the second half, you know? So, and then, oh, by the way, let our defensive line just eat up whoever. I mean, there were games, I'm trying to remember which game it was, where the other team runs all over us in the first half and then can't run the ball in the second half. Like, there, maybe that's the secret sauce. Well, to your point, is like, let's see what they got, and then we can make adjustments, and the other team can't adjust back in the middle of the second half.
I don't think there's anybody that would look at the game this week, Billy, and say that we don't have the better players. Just where the Chiefs are in their journey, and you know, their age. And by the way, Taylor Swift's coming to town. I said,
Andy,
kids excited about that?
I'm well aware of that. That is clearly the highlight.
Can you give me the dad thing? Tell me about your real life, because we don't talk about your wife, life, kids. We talk a little bit about your, like, kid, your parenting of an athlete. Like, we've discussed that. But, like, you have a Taylor Swift family, right?
Sure. So for the last, like, week, trying to explain the concept of divisions inside a conference.
Oh, wow.
So then, you know, like really to try and break that down. And
I don't
got
know.
Them
My
there.
Father taught me that when I was like 4 years old. And I was like, I don't know what it's like to unteach it.
Right.
You know?
I think you got to see it a little bit. And maybe, you know, the internet makes it a little bit easier now. But yeah, like, that was,
I had
very,
sports.
That was very,
like, I was the kid that put the scoreboard together in the 80s to do the agate. That's how I learned, like, that Cleveland was a thing. And I would always say, what's Golden State, Dad? What? Well, it's California, but they play in Oakland, but it's sort of San Francisco. And I'm like, oh, Rick Barry. How I learned about geography was learning divisions, right? Literally.
Yeah, it was very complicated.
Daddy, how did Dallas get in the East? Dallas isn't in the East.
Right. So, but for since Taylor Swift started going to football games, they just couldn't understand why we weren't playing the Chiefs at home. Like, I'm like, because it's not on the schedule. Like, it just like the only way it happens is da 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 da. Oh, and I'm like, yesterday, I'm like, it's happening. What? It's happening. How is it happening? Is this the Super Bowl? What is this? I'm like, no,
Well, it's
it's not
sort
the
of the
Super
Super
Bowl.
Bowl.
Right. It's not the Super Bowl. But
You know,
it might be a better game than the Super Bowl.
you and I have talked so much on the air, off the air, before you even did any of this, about the civic role of sports, right? And I'll be talking about this. They win this football game. We're doing this incredible promotion that I sort of dreamed up. It's my newest thing. We've done the Crab Cake Tour successfully with Maryland Lottery, Window Nation, Jiffy Lube, folks like you, Leonard Raskin, Dennis, everybody's been a part of it. And I haven't done anything charitable, like in a big way, since the events I did with Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. And everybody knows I'm sort of running it in a much different way, employees and what I have to do, and on a daily basis, what I'm dreaming of doing at Baltimore Positive. And none of it is really politically oriented at all. I'm finding my own voice and my own space and sort of my own way to be able to put this thing together. And we're doing this civic turn, and we're doing a Super Bowl week. And you know, I got to thinking about my dad and hunger. And I talked to Luke about this because I've gone to all these Super Bowls, and when we do Radio Row, everybody that comes by has a cause. They're all there for something good. And it's a national show, and there's Denver radios here and Philly's over here and ball, you know, like they come around and they do it all, but it all has a, we're doing this for animals, we're doing this for veterans, we're doing this for injured football players, we're doing this for a city fund, we're doing, so there's always been that element of it. And you know, look, you can Google the Chad Steele thing or whatever, and after all these years, I should be in Las Vegas doing the show on Radio Row. But since I'm not, I put this idea together. Wayne Kostrowski is a guy from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who did this thing called Taste of the NFL for many, many years. It's the marquee Super Bowl prom. Like, so there was always a commissioner's event, but you had to be inside the league or whatever. But this was the next event that every corporate sponsor wanted a table at, because they always had a band like REO Speedwagon or Bare Naked Ladies or Brooks and Dunn. Or it was an all-star band one year with Paul Rodgers, and the year he was on the show with me with Nils Lofgren, and like Andrew Zimmern, the chef, all the chefs, celebrity chefs were involved in it. It's a big, big thing, dude. And the year the Super Bowl was in Indianapolis, they did it at the Indianapolis Food Bank. And the food bank's like in the middle, it's like in Parkville. It's in the middle of nowhere from downtown. Wasn't even like Parkville. It was more like, I wouldn't even begin to tell you. Google wherever the food bank is in Indianapolis. And we all got stuck there, Bill. You talk about wanting to go to Vegas next week for the Super Bowl. We all got stuck in the sticks because there was no cab. Saturday night before the Super Bowl.
Right.
Night before the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, trying to get a cab in White Marsh, and the game's downtown. Like, it was crazy, right? It's
No
before
Uber.
Uber. No Uber.
Right.
There's no Uber.
Right.
This is like before
Right.
Uber. So we all got
There's a
stuck at the
there's
food
there are
bank.
mult there are multiple food banks in Indianapolis, just so you know. So I
They
can't.
actually did the party at the food bank, right? Every other year, it's at some big Martin's kind of event hall, bigger than that, like convention halls, like really, really big spaces. I'm talking 3,000, 4,000 people, big, big areas, big, beautiful halls, aquariums. I mean, they've done this event in beautiful spaces, but this particular year, because Indianapolis was smaller, just in general, they don't have, it's not a golf course, it's not in California or Florida, you know, it doesn't have those kind of, they expected it to be 10 degrees, right? Literally, and it wasn't. It was beautiful that week. By the way, game's going to be in the 40s here, which I think we should all pray for this week.
Right.
So we all get stuck at the Indianapolis Food Bank, dude. And dude, there's 500 people at a charity event beating the ish out of each other trying to get every cab that pulls in. And there's no, you know, it is crazy. And everybody's drinking. It's the night before Super Bowl. Everybody wants to get back downtown. Everybody's got another party they're supposed to go to. You're like, all of this is in India, no place, right? So you can imagine transportation issues, right, that night. And we got stuck there. And all I could think about when I was putting this promotion together that we're doing And my son came up with the idea that we should do something around soup and feeding people, that we're doing it for the Maryland Food Bank. We're calling it Crab Cake Row, and we're calling it a cup of soup or a bowl. So what we're doing, Bill, is we're going to offer you and people like you and everybody that works at Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy and every other place in the city, we're giving them free soup all day at all five of the locations. We're going to be broadcasting live from 9 to 5. We're going to be featuring 100 local charities that week. And, all this kind of comes in conjunction with this 25-year anniversary and the things we've done and my wife's illness and meeting cool people. And I just want to kind of stir it up, do something cool. I know there's some great causes out there here locally that instead of hearing from Hall of Famer Andre Reed on behalf of a national jeweler, on behalf of their giving something away for Valentine's Day while, for a charity, we're going to do something for, people in Arbutus and Halethorpe and Catonsville and Dundalk and Towson and food pantries all throughout Baltimore through the Maryland Food Bank. So I'm really happy that you're participating. Now you are like you're backwards, right? You're going to be in Vegas, but coming. What's your deal?
Right. No, yeah, I'm gonna go to Vegas before the Super Bowl and then get out of town before it hits. I just wanna criticize, because I love to criticize you. One thing you said, which I think you should reframe, you said I should be in Las Vegas for this, for the lead up to the Super Bowl. And I guess my criticism there is that no, I just totally disagree with that. Like, this is where you're supposed to be. Like, doing this the week leading into the Super Bowl will have such a significant impact on our local community that there is no comparison to your point. Like, I don't care what Andre Reed is hawking. Like, that's not
He's a nice
it.
man,
Like,
by the
it's
way.
great. I'm sure he is. That's wonderful, and he's doing his thing for his people. That's awesome. But this is, like, if we try and just find tangible good, like, this is it, right? Like, I totally appreciate your ability to dream up ideas and then to bring them to fruition. You're very hard-headed in that way, and that's a wonderful trait. So I'm excited to see what this becomes. And honestly, like, the legs of it into the future and just the broadness and the impact it can have, like, it's a pretty awesome idea. I hope people, engage with it, embrace with it. It's February. Like, come on, who doesn't want a cup of Maryland crab soup and, and do something good for others around us? Like, the
Well, people
fact that
are asking
we,
me if I'm doing a trip, Billy, right? So like
yeah.
let's have a shoot interview here, right? People are hitting me and they're like, "Are you doing a trip? What time's the bus leave for Las Vegas?" Right? Like, how much are the tickets? And then you start adding zeros, and I've done all of that from Whiskey Joe's to the march. It was the spirit in my soul. That's the greatest thing I've ever done. I think that march was, well, I mean, done things with charity and whatever, but to this point, it's, how about this? Other than the crab picking video with Damie at Fadley's, which now has 3.2 million views on, by the way, and people come, they're like, "Yeah, you're the crab picking guy. That's who you are." I'm like, "No, I've done sports radio for 32 years. I'm the crab picking guy." But the thing that people come up to me the most about, and this is the last 10 years because it happened 10 years, 11 years ago, was that march
Sure.
in New Orleans. People come up to me every day of my life for years after that, everywhere I ever went, and will come and say, "I was in your march, I was in your march." Or they'll come up now it's more varied. And I can give you incidents. What you'll see it. You'll see it when you come out and co-host with me. People are going to come up, and the first thing they say to me is, "I was on your blank trip," or, "I went to your blank party," right? So they were in Charlotte and wound up at my thing, or they were on my, I took 250 people to Charlotte. There were 3,000 people in the bar, right? And now maybe they do something with another tailgate party, or maybe they're aged out, or maybe they're PSL'd out. I can guarantee you Chad Steele didn't threaten their career and their tickets and throw them out, but that's what happened to me. That's my story. Everybody has a story about why they're not there or didn't go or whatever. And Bill, that plays right into this. And by the way, anybody wants to know about our event, I'll be pimping the hell out of the next couple of weeks. We're going to be giving away lottery tickets, free soup, doing it for the Maryland Food Bank, featuring 100 charities, doing it at 5 different places. Monday, we're going to be at Fadley's at Lexington Market. Tuesday, we're going to be at Costas in Dundalk. Wednesday, we're going to be at Coco's Pub in Lauraville. Thursday, we're going to be at State Fair in Catonsville. And then Friday, we're going to be in the big hall up at Pappas in Cockeysville. And Billy, when I dreamed this whole thing up, I thought they would be in the Super Bowl. I thought they could be in the Super Bowl. This time in previous years, I was planning parties in other places, and the AFC Championship game was always going to be in Pittsburgh or in Foxborough or in some godforsaken place like Oakland, which we've done all of that. This is like, from a civic standpoint, dude, like, this is what it's about, right? This is why you get a team. This is as big an event as you could possibly have. Taylor Swift's coming in, right? To your point with your daughters, I can keep saying that. But Peyton Manning's probably coming in with Brandon Stokely. Every Ray Lewis, every celebrity, every Michael Phelps, every Adam Jones, everybody's going to be there except me. It's fine. I've been at all of them. I kind of, you know, I'm watching on TV. I'm taking notes and getting my 100 charities together and writing my columnists from the outside. Luke's going to be there. But like, from a civic standpoint, Billy Joel, Beyonce, we lost out on the World Cup, right? Dallas is getting the final now, which is crazy. We're not even getting a game. DC's not getting a game, which is crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah. But we've had the Pope here, right? Memorial Stadium World Series, you and me, right? 83, I remember that. We're never getting a Super Bowl. We're never getting a Final Four. We might get World Series games. They might be cold and awful, maybe from, you know, maybe one day, but other than the night that we didn't get that Angelos effed up, that just, what an awful, awful legacy to screw that up and to send me out to Denver. Peyton Manning still throwing touchdowns out there that night. And have Keith Urban play down at the Harbor for 4,000 people crowded around a science center instead of us having that night where we lift our banner. Disgusting. Unforgivable, unthinkable.
All-Star game.
93 All-Star game. But that wouldn't be the same if it came back. It's not, it doesn't have the same marquee. We're never getting an NBA All-Star. But this is it, dude. This is the biggest event in, quote unquote, our lifetime for entertainment or sports in Baltimore. There could never be anything to top it other than another one or another one, right? And whatever that celebration, when people walk out past the Ray Lewis statue and the Johnny U statue, and like, if that night you walk out of there going to the Super Bowl, it's as good as it gets. I mean, in our city, it's one thing to win in New Orleans. I was there. It's one thing to win in Tampa. It's one thing to win in Oakland and in Foxborough, which was magical, right? Like all of that. But this would be extraordinary. I mean, it kind of like something I haven't even really thought about. I haven't dreamed about it really in a long, long time.
It certainly would be like that next generation's New Orleans or Tampa. Like, maybe New Orleans is kind of a middle ground, but I think about like my son, 21, like, you know, he was 10, right, or 12 or whatever in New Orleans. And so for
and Whiskey that, Joe sounds like the 58 Colts to him, right?
Yeah, Josh? right, totally, right. Totally. So it's, you know, we've been really lucky, honestly, with the football team, you know what I mean? Like, they're good. We're spoiled. That's obviously evident when, you know, we don't go to the games and we can't sell out anymore. And then, you know, it's like, what is happening? I don't know. There's so much crap there. But now, you know, you get to this point and it's like,
well, tickets were giveaways last week. Tickets were under $100. Anybody could go, and that served them well. You know, the crowd was electric, raucous, crazy. Yeah. Once in a lifetime, felt like they were seeing something special, felt like they could contribute to something special. And they did. And
they did.
That made a difference. It made a huge, and I've written about that. And that is a failure on the part of their business, right? To not have it be Michigan where nobody could get in. Do you know how much tickets were to get in Detroit on Sunday afternoon against Tampa? It was a $500 get in for that game. Right? Because that's how hungry they are. Nobody was giving up a ticket. Everybody was like that 90-year-old guy they keep showing, waiting his whole life for them to win. The Browns would be the same story, and Flacco will tell that story this week, and I don't need him to tell it. I've been going out there for 30 years. I've seen it. I felt it. I was there the day of the drive. You know that, right? I went to the drive game.
They flashed
I
some
walked out of that
statistic.
stadium, dude. You could have heard a rat piss on cotton walking out of Cleveland Stadium the day Elway beat him. It was unbelievable.
During the Houston game, I think it like Houston's the only team in the NFL to not play in a conference championship game, maybe.
Well, the Oilers did twice, but it's a different franchise, right?
Yeah,
Because the
maybe that wasn't
Jaguars and the
that.
Panthers, they've had
Whatever it
success.
was, yeah,
Yeah.
whatever it was like the Houston Texans were the only team to have never, realized some level of success. It was kind of a
Never been to a
shocking.
championship game. No.
Yeah, it was shocking. No, I mean it, not. I mean, if they only count since they've been the Houston Texans, I guess that's not that shocking. But
Well, this is as good as it gets. To my point, it's a big, it's as big an
yeah, I
event.
guess I didn't really think about
Even
it
if Travis
thoroughly.
Kelce's not dating the most famous woman on the planet, like, I mean, which adds to the bigness of it, quite frankly, right?
It
Like,
does. It
when the
does.
stars show up, I mean, quite frankly, dude, and this is not to urinate upon the Stronach family or anything that Magma has done or the Preakness, but that's the difference between the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, dog. You know what I mean?
Right,
That's the
right.
difference between you being an it thing and a used to be thing. And even when you talk about the All-Star game's not cool. When people say the All-Star game on the streets of Baltimore, they're talking about the NBA All-Star game.
Right.
And that has glitz and shine to it in a way that you're always trying to shine things up. And to be honest with you, Ravens games don't have a lot of shine to a lot of people at a certain price point, at any price point. Tickets were $5 for the Rams game. I mean, I take screenshots of all that. I know what they're going through. And the side of the football has been exceptional. The side running the business with people like Chad Steele and Tashi Brown's been poor. I mean, having empty seats at this point in the franchise and having tickets under $100 on a 20-degree day. And quite frankly, if the Bills would have managed to get in here, the Bills fans would have taken 20,000 of the seats this week because they would have paid
Yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
And the reason the fan base was what it was the other day is it was a different price point. It was a happy hour price point. It really was.
Yeah, so you think the vibe will be totally different this week? 'Cause we did, I mean the fans caused half a dozen penalties. I mean
Those
it was
fans will not be the
obvious.
fans in the
It was
stands at
obvious.
$425 a ticket.
I hear you.
If they won't be, it'll
Yeah.
be more like people like me and my wife that say, well, I'm not going to go to the real Super Bowl because it's $10,000 a ticket. This $500 feels like a value, feels like a bargain. And I get to see Mahomes and Lamar. It's a better game. And, I get to come home and I get to be a part of the party afterward and walk out of there and high five everybody. I mean, believe me, if there's a time where I'm more angry than I've ever been, and I'm pretty angry about the Chad Steele thing, right? This is a week where I should be in my seats with my wife enjoying the game, because we invested 28 years in doing that, which is one of the reasons of anger that I would not want to be with my wife sitting in our seats that where we've sat for 30 years for a game like this, right? This is why Bill
Yeah.
Parcells would always say, this is why you lift all them weights. This is why you
Right.
bought all them tickets. This is why you paid for the PSLs. This is why you went on the road trips. This is why you bought the swag. This is why your Christmas tree's purple. This is why you go and get your car decal and you eat purple donuts and you boop, 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 so you can be a part of this. I'm in a different position than that. I'm planning a charity event that I'm excited about, whatever. But this is the reason in your spirit and soul that you want to be a Ravens fan. You want to be at this game, I would think. And you wouldn't sell your tickets off to the gypsies, except that the tickets have been sold off to the gypsies because people like Chad Steele have treated people like me like ish, and I'm not there. And I wish I were, and we were invested in being there. I don't know what everybody, I mean, listen, the Wembley knee, the pricing, the gouging, the city, the politics, the crime, the same, we get down a list about what
That's pretty good. That was a pretty
on.
good list you just ran through. Yeah.
I've been doing this a while.
Right.
There's reasons people don't go, but last week it enabled people with less than $100 to bundle up. Wasn't that, it was cold. It was awful. I mean, dude, I had no problem getting six busloads of people to go to Foxborough and pay $650 to sit on a 12-degree day and watch the Ravens play the Patriots, right?
The cold,
Like,
I try to explain to my wife the cold. It's like that is just, it adds to the It adds to the memory, to the myth. Like, I was at the game when it was, remember when we beat the Texans? It was so cold. Remember our beer for, like that. It's just part of the story. Like, it ain't that cold. It doesn't get that cold
Well, you know
here.
what? Kansas City last week, they showed a guy grabbing a water out of the
Yeah, do you
thing
think that
and
was
it just
real?
froze
Do you think
straight
that was
down.
real?
Maybe.
Do you think that? I don't, yeah, I
I
don't know
don't
about
know.
that one.
I would
I
say
saw that.
this. I can tell you a true story. Now, I don't have video of this, but I have a vivid memory of this. Scotty P from Meachie's, go get the meatballs, and I attended the 1997 NFC Championship game. Okay. So this is Kerry Collins and the Carolina Panthers at Lambeau Field, Brett Favre. It's the first day that the Packers are going back to the Super Bowl since Bart Starr, right? So they're a big favorite. Carolina's coming up in their powder blues and everybody's freezing their ass off. I saw the section. I was actually in Art Modell's tickets that day, right? Art bought season tickets for every stadium in the league. He had a pair there. Baker Koppelman and Roy Summerhoff were running the tickets. Give them my love if you see them. Tell them I'm still a human and my phone still works. I'm still walking the earth. They're allowed to like me. I like them a lot. And I had two tickets on the 10-yard line with Scotty P. There was 18 inches of snow in our seats when we got there, right? Cheese on our heads, bundled up. It's where I bought my snowman suit, the one everybody makes fun of me, that black thing that I've always worn, the Michelin man. I bought that at an outdoor store in Green Bay. Swear to God, bought it on that trip. It zipped up. I still wear it. When it snowed the other day, I take a walk. I wear that snow outfit. So I bought it. Temperature at game time that day, I think when I looked it up, it was like 8. It was like next level from the Ice Bowl between the Mile High Miracle. And we that day we got there, we wanted to get there early, like idiots, right? It's Lambeau Field. Boo, boo, boo. I'm 28 years old, right? Right. Pictures. That picture. You know, we have all that, right? And so I went to get French fries because I was hungry, right? And I thought the French fries are fried. They're going to be better than the hot dog, which is going to be like bologna. It's going to be like a cold bologna stick, right? Dude, it's 5 degrees. I mean, I'm not ishing you, man. I mean,
I
like
got you.
it
I
was
got
really
you.
cold. It's Green Bay, no, for
I
real.
got you. I got
And
you.
Green Bay on January the 18th. It was awful, right? I got the French fries and I went over to put the ketchup on. And I, got my ketchup, right? I got my gloves, right? I remember the gloves I had because I have pictures of them. And I looked like a bear. I got up to my seats and I looked down, and the French fries were completely frozen solid, like the potato sticks used to get out of the little blue can. You know what I'm saying? That they dress up a steak with or whatever. So I saw this. So cold. I've been there. I know what it is, but I also know tickets shouldn't have been $50 on Saturday morning. Like there's
In
something wrong with your
90,
franchise when that's happening. Something's wrong.
right, in 92, I think I'm sitting here trying to make sure it was 92. We didn't have football, so somebody's bright idea was to go up to the Philly, which at the time was the Vet, and it was so cold. I don't know how cold it was. We were young, right? We were ninth, 10th grade,
I
whatever.
sat through a playoff game there with Jim Everett. I had him on the show, the quarterback Jim Everett. And he beat the Eagles in Philly on like Christmas Eve in a wild card game 31 years ago. And it was like 38 degrees and raining. It's the worst thing in the world. Like cold rain, awful, awful. And I sat there and didn't even care who won.
I just remember, like, we were not real football fans yet because we didn't have a team, right? So like we all played football at Calvert Hall at the time, but like we were so miserable and we just wanted to leave.
What a
And finally,
novelty. You get to go to a game and you're so miserable when you get there. It's terrible.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was an experience. It was fun, whatever. But finally, when it was like, yes, okay, we can leave now, and we're running down the ramp, and my one buddy fell, and just like,
Oh,
yeah,
no.
because it was so cold, and he just messed his chin up, like he landed his chin on the concrete, but he was so cold, like it didn't even faze him, like
Oh,
you couldn't even feel your body. It was like 2 days later when he realized
I've
I
been that way
failed.
football games. I mean, I don't plan
Sure.
on being that. Now that I know what I know about people like Chad Steele to run it, there's no, I don't need to go out and freeze. I'm going to watch the game this week. I'm going to opine on the game. I know a lot about the game. Luke knows a lot about the game. We love the game. We love the city. I want them to win. And we're doing an incredible event beginning on February 5th with partners like Bill Cole from Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. He takes care of people's roofs, which I'll get to in a minute. We're doing a week-long celebration of community and charity and people, and we're raising awareness and we're raising food for the Maryland Food Bank. We are calling it Crab Cake Row, a cup of soup or bowl. We're giving everyone a cup of soup or bowl for free if you come out and donate to the Maryland Food Bank as part of stimulating business, get people out. Maybe you have a crab cake. Maybe you have some fun. Maybe you meet some new people. Maybe you donate to a new cause. Maybe you give some time to a cause. Maybe you already give time to a cause and you need me to give my time to a cause to let other people know about it. But nobody listens to this show, but everybody hears. Bill Cole, tell everybody what you're doing with Roof, because I'm going to be really honest with you, dude. I left my joint one, well, twice since it snowed. That's why I haven't shaved. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been reclusive in putting together this cup or super. Seriously, watching football, cold out, foot of snow, like all of that, right? Bad back, just no. I got ish, COVID, all of that, right? So I left the house to go do yoga. I came back on Sunday, and as we're driving up, I looked up on my roof, and there's like 9 inches of snow that's about to melt. And about to get rained on and about to wreck my effing life if I don't know a guy like you. So I know, like, deep down, you don't want pain for people. You don't want to come in and find a mess in their business, especially. But you saw the Great Wolf Lodge video, right?
No, I heard about it.
I saw
I
the
have not
video.
seen it.
Like,
I'll
as it
have to
was
look it
happening, it
up.
showed up somehow on my timeline because of Perryville and Hollywood Casino, my whatever. It like literally 5 minutes last Sunday when a flood happened, last weekend, whatever it was the day it snowed, middle of the week maybe. Dude, I saw this. It looked like the Titanic. Like, like literally it looked like the Titanic sinking with the amount of water. And I saw my roof, dude, and I said, oh, I got to talk to Bill about this.
It honestly, where we are with the snow and the rain and all that, we're actually in an okay place. I think the most critical part is if you think about it, like, where is the water gonna go, right? Because we are supposed to get rain this week, and I don't know how much of the snow will have melted by then. So if your drains aren't clear, if your gutters are clogged, I mean that's you just need the water to be able to get away from the roof. So that's the biggest thing. And then it thaws and it refreezes and it thaws and it refreezes. And that's when it can start to mess stuff up. So, I mean, at this point, all the questions you've been asking me for the last 6 months, where I'm like, yeah, let's do preventative maintenance, let's do inspections, let's make sure we catch the small problems before they become big problems. Once there's 6, 8 inches of snow on top, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot we're doing. Like, it's kind of like, I wish we
Anybody
would
wants to
have.
come shovel my roof? I keep
All
seeing
right,
that
I
meme
wish we
go
would have
around
done
about
it
kids
like last
shoveling.
week.
You were a shoveling kid. Of course you were, right? Yeah,
I
me.
guess. Yeah, maybe.
Dude, it's how we
I don't
made
know.
money. Oh my God. Like that, not only did we get the day off from school, but I get baseball card money. I would get roller skating money. I would get money to go to ice hockey games to go see Skipjacks play. Oh my God. That's what I did with my money, man. Girls, wrestling magazines, girls, sports. Rock and roll. Yeah, maybe save up for some Triumph tickets at the Civic Center, that sort of thing. Bill Cole is here. He is saving up for the Super Bowl. You're going to do Thursday with me, or are you going to punk out and go to Vegas and
Yeah,
dog me?
no, I don't think so. I'll be there. I'll
After
be
you
at
just gave that
State
impassioned
Fair.
speech about how I
Yes.
shouldn't be in Las Vegas when I should be, which is bougie.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you want to make this nice heartwarming story about what a mensch I am and doing my Jerry Lewis tap dance and my thing that I no doubt I'm going to turn into a circus that week.
I'm coming back. I'm coming
Yes.
back on Wednesday, and I will be there with you at State Fair on Thursday
No,
in
you're
the
not.
afternoon.
No, you're
Yes, I
not.
will.
No, you're
Yes, I
not.
will. Yes, I
No, you're
will.
not.
I have 5th grade and 8th grade girls basketball travel teams that I need to
Look,
coach.
you can get other daughters. You can get another
Nope.
wife. You can
There'll
get
be other
another
Super
business.
Bowls. There'll be other Super Bowls.
Man, what would the 25-year-old version of Billy Cole say about that? Just the fact you said
He wouldn't have a 13 and a 10-year-old. So
that.
it's a different life.
Responsibilities. I have
And
responsibilities.
it's not even responsibilities. It's I get more joy in doing that with them than watching the Ravens win or lose. There was a time, sure, where watching the Ravens win and lose was a big part of my life. But now, man, like the thing that wakes me up in the middle of the night is remembering that I need to coach my fifth grade team, and we got to prepare this so that, because I can't handle when they look lost and they don't know what to do. And I only have like 90 minutes twice a week to prepare them. And then it snows and we don't get any practice for like 2 weeks. And
Dude,
it's
you
the most
sound like
frustrating thing in the
Harbaugh, you
whole
know?
world. I
You're gonna be gathering
don't
these girls on the side at 6 in the
know.
morning, having them running drills. Come on.
Nah, we're having fun,
All
but
right, good.
I like that better.
I don't want you to be a stage parent. We'd never have that. Bill Cole, Cole Roofing, Gordian Energy. He swears he'll be out on Thursday, the 8th of February, with me at State Fair, rocking co-host duties.
Yes,
Man,
sir.
that's 2 weeks from now. We're one.
I
If we
know.
don't get together next week, we should to promote it more. But like, could be going to the Super Bowl next week, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna
Well,
be
you're going to the
interesting.
Cup of Super Bowl, so that's fine. That's
I
you'll
think
be there
they're
on
rooting
Thursday.
for Taylor Swift to be at the Super Bowl. I think that's all the NFL cares about.
Ooh, conspiracy. Here he goes. Here he goes.
No, just rooting, a rooting interest. Like, I don't know, it changes the dynamic.
Lamar, you're gonna have to win this twice. You're gonna have to beat the Chiefs and beat Taylor Swift.
You got it.
I am Nestor, Luke Sadd and Owings Mills. My God, we have great conversations this week. I mean, Joe Flacco is here. Brian Billick is here. Kim Herring, one of my dear friends, is here. Lots of people, the Rings are here. Peter King stopping by this week. Dan Pompey. So it's just going to be like old home week here, except we're in the AFC Championship game. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive. Check out Crab Cake Row. We're coming for you.